Welcome into this week's edition of the State of the Program. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined by CJ Vogel. CJ on the road, Gary, you see him, Raging Cajun, home of Sunbelt Billy Napier, is that what they call him, at Florida State in Miami, home of former Sunbelt Billy, the former coach at Louisiana Lafayette there. So CJ's on his way to the Manning Passing Academy. I'm very jealous of that, by the way. Not the trip to Thibodeau, but the Manning Passing Academy in general. But we're talking about, we're going to have some instant reaction to the Jim Schlossnagle press conference where he was announced as the next baseball coach at the University of Texas with all the brass speaking, including Chris Del Conte, N.J. Hartzell, and Kevin Altife, obviously. CJ, before we get into that, though, I want to talk about the sponsor of the State of the Program, and that is Adam Lowy of the Lowy Law Firm. Adam Lowy of the Lowy Law Firm specializes in client results for all his clients, whether it's a tragic car wreck, an accident in the workplace, or any sort of serious catastrophic injury. Adam is the man to call. Call Adam today at 512-280-0800 or reach him online at lowylawfirm.com for a free consultation. And remember, Adam focuses on results and he gets results. Adam Lowy, Lowy Law Firm, thank you very much for being the sponsor of State of the Program. All right, CJ, let's get to the press conference takeaways. Kind of, what was your initial just takeaway overall?
I think overall my biggest takeaway was Jim Schlossnagle is very happy to be working with Chris Del Conte once again. He referenced it several times in his introductory press conference. Hey, you know, he's the best in the business. I'm excited to be working back with him again. Obviously, we had a great run together at TCU. I'm familiar with the way that he conducts his business. Schlossnagle, you know, at the end of his press conference kind of said, you know what, my man CDC, you know, that's who I'm close with. They said lifelong friends at times throughout the press conference as well. Despite murmurs and some of the reports of Schlossnagle and new A&M athletics director, you know, maybe not getting along 100%. One thing I do know is true. He gets along very well, Chris Del Conte. And, of course, I think this is going to be a great marriage for the two of them at the University of Texas. They share similar ideals in the way that they run programs. And, of course, they understand how big that program here is in Austin. That conversation that he brought up, Coach Schlossnagle here with Augie Garrido back in the day, kind of indicated to me that, yeah, maybe Texas was this place he's always wanted to coach at some point in his college baseball career.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And again, I think what you hit on is that I talked about it yesterday and I talked about it again this morning. The who you work for part is always underrated when these coaches make moves. Yeah, it's a great payday for him and his staff, but if who you work for, how much confidence do you have in the administration that you report to? I think that is huge. And I think that was as impactful for making the move as anything. And so hat tip to Chris Del Conte, Jay Hartzell, and as the Texas fans say, the BBs are in the box. And when the BBs are in the box, Texas is dangerous in the world of college athletics with three of the last four directors' cups. And then you had Steve Sarkisian, Rodney Terry, other coaches there to support Jim Schlossnagle. Because look, this is as difficult of a move as you will ever see in college sports. Unless something crazy had to happen. And this was the only thing that could top this as if it was football. And a Texas coach went to A&M, head coach to moving a head coach, or A&M to Texas, or Auburn to Alabama, or Michigan to Ohio State. I mean, that's the level this was just in baseball. So a very difficult situation. CJ, I thought the other thing that's big to me is kind of people can watch that. We'll be talking about it on a Longhorn live stream. The big piece to me now is, who's going to be on this team? We know the entire staff pretty much is already in Austin. They had pictures in their Texas polos today. But who's going to be at Texas from Texas A&M possibly? There's been, I believe, 7 or 8 A&M players entered a portal. And obviously 3 or 4 of them will be top targets at least for the new Texas staff.
Yeah, 100%. The big names are Jace LaViolette, you know, Graham Gramovich, Caden Kent. You know, these are all big-time pieces to the Texas A&M, you know, success from a year ago.
Caden Schott, Caden Sorrell. I mean, those are 5 big-time potential. Some already are big-time potential offensive players. If they all go to the same team, scary, just like they were this year.
especially perhaps if, you know, some do end up with some of the pieces Texas has at the university right now. I mean, you talk to Jalen Flores, you know, Jared Thompson. Some of these guys that Texas had were pretty darn good ball players as well. Right. Will Gasparino's another. So if you're able to, in a sense, take some from A&M and add them to this lineup, you could be looking at a heart of the order that would already rival some of the best teams in college baseball, especially in the SEC next year as well, which was a big concern when you turn over coaching staffs going into a new conference. Of course, I'll go through a few names. Hayden Schlott was the most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament, hit 333 with 8 homers and 63 RBIs a year ago. Caden Sorrell, 11 homers, 43 RBIs, hit 275. These are, I mean, tremendous high school numbers, college numbers in the SEC. And, of course, Jace Laviolette, almost 30 home runs, 73 RBIs, one of the best ball players in the entire country, all open to the portal. Do they all follow Jim Schlossnagel? We'll see. But there have been conversations that both Blake Monroe and myself have heard where it's likely at least a couple of them end up in burnt orange next year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we'll have much more on the Longhorn live stream tonight. We'll have some audio, obviously, from the press conference, the introduction of Jim Schlossnagel as the Texas head coach. All right, let's shift gears now. I want to talk recruiting because, hey, look, you're in football country, man. You're in Louisiana on I-10. Been there. Bobby Burton, I actually did a live stream with Bobby Burton from there after I went to see Melvin Hills and Dominic McKinley. So I'm glad to be switching roles right now. Because are the mosquitoes carrying you away in South Louisiana? But again, CJ's on his way to the Manning Passing Academy, which will be awesome. Arch Manning, Quinn, there's a media session tomorrow. They'll throw as well on Friday. So that will be very cool for CJ. We'll report back here on Texas Football and on TexasFootball.com on that. And obviously, Archie, Peyton, Eli, everybody's there. Peyton will be on cloud nine after the Tennessee National Championship. All right, but let's shift focus to Texas football recruiting. June was a huge month because you were fighting to get all these guys on campus, slotting your official visits. Over 40 players officially visited Texas June 7th through 9th, 14th through 16th, and 21st through 23rd. Now I'm going to make the argument, CJ, the next 3 weeks are even bigger. Because we're about to have a number of decisions go public. And that starts the 29th for known dates. Josiah Sharmer, who Texas has a very legit shot at. Dejon Lee, I think Texas thinks they're in it. We'll see. But then you have guys like Smith Orogbo July 1st, Marco Jones July 2nd, Cade Phillips, it's probably July 4th or 6th. Oh, by the way, Aiden Anding is coming up this weekend as well. A guy Texas has a really good shot with, Nathan Tillman. And then you have guys like Kalik Lockett. I mean, the list goes on of these guys that are going to announce. DJ Sanders, Brandon Brown will probably give a final pick of his school. Then you have Myron Charles and Riley Pettijohn potentially, Madden Faramo potentially. I mean, Dorian Brew potentially. I mean, you just go down the list. In the next 3 weeks, CJ, will determine if Texas will enter next season already with a top five recruiting class.
It absolutely will. And one name that wasn't mentioned there, Jerry, is Nick Townsend. And
of course, yeah. There you go.
Kynes, I saw them this morning out at Decaney for a morning summer workout. They're excited for it. Of course, they'll have some media cameras out there for their joint, you know, decision ceremony at Decaney High School. But to your point,
did you get a date? Is that the 8th or the 10th? Have they settled on the date?
They're expecting it to be the 10th. And of course, with, as you mentioned, what, 10, 12, 13 upcoming decisions, the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be nonstop action on the commitment front, whether it be for Texas or schools across the country. Texas will be receiving their fair share of commitments right now. I still believe that we have a handful of highs, you know, in the chamber at the moment, Jerry. So certainly exciting. And to your point, Texas has 12 commitments in the fold right now. They're absolutely going to be adding to that in the next 2 weeks. They could certainly be adding to that by the end of the week as well when you talk about who else is making a decision. Josiah Sharma, Dejon Lee. I feel better about Sharma than I do Lee going into this weekend. Of course, a big decision the first 2 days of July as well with Marco Jones and Smith Arroyo. We'll see exactly who are those guys for the Longhorns to join the fold at the end of the day.
I think this, CJ, I think Tenille Kynes is not going to end up at Texas. I think we know that right now. That is, I think your thought is Notre Dame, I think, over USC right now. But let's talk about Nick Townsend, because that is one that's been trending favorably to Texas. What were your takeaways? Because I've been to Caney and talked to Townsend, been to track meet and talked to Townsend. What were your takeaways from talking to Townsend this morning?
Well, he certainly liked his time at Texas, right? I think most expected that. That's exactly what I had heard. The pitch from the Longhorns and Jeff Banks specifically was, hey, I really, really like what you could bring to this offense. We saw it with Jatavion Sanders. We see it with you, but also because of your speed. And I think that's what resonated well with Nick Townsend. Of course, he talked to me today about, hey, I'm 6'3", 230 pounds. That was the size in which Jatavion Sanders walked into college football playing. He didn't get much bigger than that, and I'm already sitting at it right now. Plus, I run 10-9 in the 100. I could be a big weapon in this Texas offense, which they like to score points. They like to throw the ball down the field. I like all of that as well. So it resonated well with him. Alabama, Texas A&M, USC, probably the three others in his recruitment at the moment. Alabama was that team to watch going into the month for me. He spoke highly about that Kalen DeBoer, kind of conversation and time with him. The other thing that stood out to me was when he went to USC, he was the only tight end on campus. And they made it clear that, hey, we're only recruiting you right now at the tight end position. We, too, have a pretty fun offense under Lincoln Riley. Let's see what we can do in terms of our relationship, see if we can progress. But at the end of the day, I think being this close to home in Austin, obviously that connection with Jeff Banks, Steve Sarkisian, the Texas program, I think right now gives them a slight edge going into his decision date 2 weeks from today.
And so to add to that, so the offensive guys that we think are going to come off the board maybe in an order – or in a timeline order. Nick Townsend obviously is around July 8th. Tanook Hines, we think, will be Notre Dame. And Kelshawn Johnson, we think, will be A&M. We're not sure Texas is going to make the final push on either of those guys. Then you get to wide receiver Kalik Lockett, which should be the first off the board of those, the three guys that are most highly ranked, with DeCorian Moore late July, early August, and Jamie French scheduled for August 30th currently. I think Texas feels really good about DeCorian Moore and Jamie French. So Kalik Lockett, I think it'll be a final three or final two. I think Texas will be in either one of those. Who will the other team be? Will it be Alabama? Will it be Florida State? Could A&M break through? We'll see. The question with Lockett is, will he actually go to Texas if he thinks the other two guys will? That'll have to play out over time. On the offensive line, Lamont Rogers will be mid-July. Michael Fasusi, it should be August 22nd, 23rd in that range. Nick Bruce could even be in the mid-September after the start of his season. So those three offensive linemen, kind of similar to wide receivers, Lamont Rogers is going to be the first to make a decision. I would say Texas probably has the most confidence in Nick Brooks right now, followed by Fasusi, wild card, Lamont Rogers. So that kind of covers the offense. Now, CJ, defensively, this is going to be huge for Texas, because I think everybody knows Sark's going to get really good players on offense. Flood's going to do really well in the offensive line. Texas has their quarterbacks. They have their running backs. You don't worry about Sark with wide receivers. He's going to get two highly ranked wide receivers, at least in this class. So let's talk D-line and edge, because that is where some big decisions are coming. Josiah Sharma, June 29th, coming up. Not far off, right? Texas or Alabama is our belief. We don't think it'll be Oregon. I don't want to count out Oregon and Phil Knight, but that we're just not hearing enough of that. Then you get to Myron Charles, Brandon Brown, which should be early July. DJ Sanders should be early July. We think Texas is a good spot for him. And then at edge, Smither Ogbo, July 1st, Marco Jones, July 2nd. So, I mean, there's six defensive linemen that are going to give Texas a thumbs up or a thumbs down here in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that picture is going to get very clear. And I think there's one factor out west that I'm very intrigued about, and that's USC. Obviously, a few decommitments in their class over the past few weeks. How much does that change for a guy like Marco Jones, who was perceived to be and told, you know, folks at Texas that it's Michigan or the Longhorns? Does that also change things for Josiah Sharma? Is he too far along in his recruitment right now for the Trojans to make a play on the defensive line, where they now have a pretty big vacancy, no pun intended there? For me, the Longhorns will get a clear picture of course. And I think it'll be very similar to defensive back, Jerry, where you'll start to see your names file into the class.
Yep.
Will that help with other names? And what does that lead the picture going into the fall with if you need to return to a big game hunting situation and fill out that class with a big piece later on? I think that will happen in the defensive back class. Luckily for Texas, they have two really talented pieces, one at each spot right now that they're holding on to. That's Brandon Brown, of course. We've talked about that recruitment, LSU kind of sticking around with Bo Davis, and of course Lance Jackson, who is certainly more firm in his commitment to the Longhorns right now. Great start, opportunity to add to that in the next week and a half, but certainly moving on from there, you should have a very clear idea of where you sit big picture-wise with the remaining prospects on your board.
Yeah, and so as far as D-line recruiting goes, the interior D-line, if you hold on to Brandon Brown and you went out for either Sharmer or Myron Charles and you get DJ Sanders, you're happy with that class. If you happen to domino on all three of those and get DJ Sanders as your fourth, I mean, Texas fans will just be elated. We'll see. Three big national recruitments coming up there with some big decisions. All right, CJ, I'm going to take a second again for the sponsor of the state of the program, and that is Adam Lloyd, before we get to our closing kind of statements here. Adam Lloyd of the Lloyd Law Firm specializes in results for all his clients, whether it's a tragic car wreck, an accident in the workplace, or any sort of serious catastrophic injury. Adam is who you want to call. Call Adam today, 512-280-0800, or reach him online at lloydlawfirm.com for a free consultation. And remember this, Adam focuses on results, and he gets results. Thank you to Adam Lowe and the Lowe Law Firm. All right, CJ, let's closing kind of statements here. Big day, obviously, for the University of Texas baseball and University of Texas athletics. They just made a women's golf hire, one of the best in the country, that has a national championship. Jim Schlossnagel coming off a runner-up at the national championships, been to, what, six or seven College World Series at this point. Texas makes two more great hires, and now the tables are set for Texas entering the SEC fully, which that celebration will be on Sunday in Austin, which we'll all be at. But your final thoughts on Schlossnagel, because look, it is a huge day, and this is state of the program, and the University of Texas is humming. Jim Schlossnagel was a huge hire for Texas baseball. I think also not just him, but because his entire staff or the three key cogs came with him.
That's the biggest part to me, Jerry, of course, is one, Schlossnagel's a great coach, but any coaching staff knows the guys that you surround yourself with on staff. That helps a whole lot, especially with one who's a tremendous recruiter in Coach Kane, and then your architect of the A&M pitching staff, which was the fourth best staff in all of the land this past season with a 3.86 ERA. Of course, that's Coach Max Wiener, who, hey, Coach Schloss talked about it. He pointed him out in the press conference today. He said, I couldn't have done it without him. He gives him a lot of credit. And for him to stick around and talk a little bit more about the camaraderie that they have amongst this staff, he said, the synergy is great amongst these guys that I work with. It makes my job a whole lot easier, and it makes lives for our players significantly easier. That's as big as landing Schloss in the first place for the University of Texas, for all these guys to move over, come live in Austin and coach for the University of Texas. That's massive. You now go into the SEC, who is a very much the dominant baseball program from top to bottom, no longer with the big question mark of how you will fit in the conference. Of course, I look at it with basketball as well. They did a lot of work out of the portal. I expect that to be the case with baseball as well moving forward.
Yeah, and we'll, let's repeat some of these names from Texas A&M that have jumped in the portal to close out the state of the program today. Jace Lavalette, Gavin Grohovec, Caden Kent, son of Jeff Kent, with the late Travis. Caden Sorrell, Hayden Schott. Then there's Jet Johnson, Max Kyle for a catcher, and Jack Bell. But look, Lavalette, Grohovec, Sorrell, Schott, Caden Kent. Those are all high-level players. Lavalette, Grohovec, two of the best absolute hitters in college baseball. So huge names in the portal at Texas A&M. We'll see how many of those guys end up at Texas, CJ.
One more guy I wanted to mention out, and a name I've heard behind the scenes is out of the Sun Belt Conference, actually the sister school of where I'm at right now. We'll see. It was a second-team All-American in the perfect game, you know, accolades this past offseason, outfielder. So we'll see. There's a lot of outfielders in the portal on roster at Texas that Texas will be pursuing. How does that stack up? who else from the state of Louisiana will Texas have to battle for these guys? Because Texas isn't the only one thrilled with some of these departures from College Station. We'll see, of course, over the next day or two.
All right, for CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton. That's been this week's State of the Program. Longhorn live stream tonight, 7:10 to 8:20. We'll answer all your questions. We'll have some audio from the press conference in Austin today. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys tonight.